The members of the Home Affairs Committee couldn't complain that they hadn't been warned.
This is quite a complicated case, so if you'll bear with me, stop me if I'm going into too much detail.
That was Charles Farr, the Director General of the Office for Security and Counter-Terrorism within the Home Office.
Mr. Mohammed came back here, as we've discussed, in March 2011 and was placed on a controlled order. In October 2011, he was arrested on 14 counts of breaching that controlled order. I note in passing that that controlled order included a relocation.
Hold on, sorry, was that in the public domain?
That was a Conservative member of the committee, Michael Ellis. Mr. Farr thought these facts had been mentioned in public.
He subsequently argued in February 2012 that his trial for those breaches should be stayed behind a review of his control order, which he had been seeking through the court. And that was agreed, and although the CPS requested that he remain in custody, that was refused and he was let out.
So a judge bailed him?
Correct.
Mr. Ellis wanted to get his facts straight.
He's being prosecuted for breaching his control order on 14 separate occasions.
Arrested and charged.
Arrested and charged. But the prosecution against him is stayed because he is arguing that the control order was not lawful in the first place.
That's correct.
So originally he was remanded in custody, but then he's released on bail.
That's
correct. And clearly he was on bail under these conditions when he put the burglar on and escaped.
Well, it gets a little bit more complicated.
Charles Farr explained that Mohammed Ahmed Mohammed was arrested for a second time in December 2012 and was granted bail in April this year.
In effect, he did the same thing again, though in this case, he was asking for his breach prosecutions to be stayed behind an appeal rather than the original High Court
judgment.
Well,
if I may say so, this is extraordinary. So he's despite 14 allegations of a breach of a control order and 6 allegations of a breach of TPINs,
yes.
He keeps being readmitted to bail from custody by the courts,
yes.
Until he goes on to escape by putting this burqa on.
But it wasn't quite as simple as that.
In July 2013, he was arrested again. This is the third time. And he was again, for the third time, remanded in custody. And once again, in a very similar way, in August this year, August 2013, he argued that that prosecution should again be stayed behind his appeal against the High Court judgment upholding his control order and his TPM. The CPS, as they had on the two previous occasions, opposed the granting of bail. The court granted it. He was released in August 2013.
Michael Ellis thought Mr. Mohammed's legal team had played the system to keep him on the streets. Charles Farr said he couldn't comment. Earlier, the independent reviewer of counter-terrorism laws, David Anderson QC, had told the MPs that the UK was very proud of its intelligence services.
If you wanted my top two reasons, I would say Bletchley Park and 007.
The Labour MP who chairs the committee, Keith Vaz, thought there'd been a few changes.
James Bond used to shop at Harrods. Sometimes it looks as if we're going into Aldi these days with people escaping all the time. Doesn't it worry you that the great reputation of our security services and the police are damaged by these stories of people just getting into cabs or going into mosques and changing into burqas and then escaping? I mean, this is a worry for what is the best security service in the world, isn't it?
In this job, Chairman, as in yours, worrying things happen every day of the week, and there are huge jailbreaks in Iraq and Afghanistan with terrorists.
Yes, but we're only dealing about 10 people, and you've got your eye on these 10 people. One would assume that everyone else had their eye on them.
And just in case anyone had failed to grasp the gravity of the situation, Keith Vaz said people who were subject to tight police surveillance orders weren't choir boys.